All right, guys, welcome to the latest episode of the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. I have a special guest with me today for the very first time. I have a co-host, and it is Mike, who runs an Instagram page called the MLB Random Player Spotlight. Mike, welcome to the show, dude.
Thank you for having me. And that's right, MLB Random Spotlight on Instagram. Check it out for three fun posts a day on all your favorite random players.
Oh yeah, I try to limit advertising and plugging, but your page is awesome, man. I have no
Thank you.
problem
Thank
plugging
you.
that thing. So before we get started and jump into our player, so who was your favorite player growing up and your favorite team growing up?
Well, I kind of came in late to the baseball field. Like my first exposure to baseball really was just cut baseball cards from Walgreens without having a clue who these people or these teams were. Just these 80s players that I, way before my time, then with the power of learning over the years and actually getting into the sport thanks to my father's side, I just sort of became a bit of a specialist on players, especially the less heralded ones.
Oh yeah, those are always the most interesting to talk about. And it's funny you
Yes,
mentioned
sir.
those Walgreens baseball card packs. I remember myself, I would buy them. They'd have like 100 cards for like $5, man. And I think that was the
They
greatest
still, yeah, they still, they're kind of ripping you off now. It's one more buck and it's less cards.
Really?
But the majority of my collection of cards is just Walgreens cards.
I had no
It's,
idea that back then it was a lot of junk wax, and I had no idea what
yeah.
junk wax was. So I'd pull like a Barry Bonds, like base card from the early 90s. I thought I was rich, man.
I really didn't have a clue about baseball in general. These cards slowly got me in. Like the first pack I remember getting in a Walgreens, they had an Upper Deck Robin Young. So that's a pretty big name to be exposed to on the first try.
That definitely
And
is, of course, the Hall of Famer, Robin. Yeah, I think he's really
great,
underrated
yeah,
these days too.
Oh yeah, he was great. A lot of Brewer content today, that's for sure.
Oh yeah.
And yeah, basically my cards are just either Walgreens, a random entire set of 2017 Tops, and a couple of older sets I've kind of just inherited off my dad and uncle.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Include yeah, I have an NBA Trapper Keeper too, like Jordan and all those guys from
Really?
'91. Yeah, that's what that was. I've had it for like 6 years now or seven.
I am
I love
obviously all about baseball, but I do dabble in the occasional basketball cards as well, so that's really cool to hear.
it. Yeah, I honestly, those are the only basketball cards I own, but it's like it's Jordan, man. It's Magic. It's all the great ones. How can you not like that?
Exactly. So
We're not here to talk about great players for too much. That's not the whole. That's not the
no.
gist.
Speaking of which, let's go ahead and dive in. So, Mike, could you
Yes.
tell us the player that we are covering today?
Oh, yes. Today we have a very handsome man, according to some magazines. You'll see what I mean later on. Mr. Ricky Weeks Jr.
It looks like we both checked out the same magazine because I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, I don't own any of those, but I've heard it from good secondhand sources.
Oh, definitely. And so Ricky Weeks, so when we think about Ricky Weeks, obviously we know he was a second baseman, and that era
Yeah.
had really had a great amount of really good second basemen, bro. You
Oh
had
yes, Soriano, Utley, all those folks like that.
and also like around that era you had Cano, and then also
Canales,
Pedroia, obviously Ian Kinsler.
Pedroia, Prime Pedroia was quite the trip to go through.
Oh yes, definitely.
Yeah, I sort of missed out on Prime Pedroia. I got him in his injured years.
Oh man, that's a shame.
Yes, and that's the same thing with like Elsberry. I got as a Yankee fan, I watched the worst of Elsberry.
Yeah, I know not to deviate too much from the subject. I loved
Yeah.
Elsberry, man. I had so many jerseys.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
on my 12th birthday, he signed with the New York Yankees. It
Wow.
broke my heart, man.
Oh man. Elsberry, yeah, like I remember being as the first full season I watched of MLB with an actual dedication was 2017. And I was thinking like, man, Gardner and Elsberry batting top two, that's like two Rickey Hendersons. Who's gonna stop us? And then he just kept getting pinched.
Gardner is underrated, especially I'm
Oh,
sad he didn't get a farewell tour.
I will defend Gardner to death. I am a Gardner truther for life.
Oh
It's
yeah,
unfair. He should have gotten a bit of a better goodbye.
he definitely should have. I know, I feel like people today only remember him like taking his bat and banging it on the roof of the dugout
Yeah,
the other day.
they only remember his anger issues.
Yeah. He was truly a great player, though.
Yes.
So,
Anyway, yeah, Ricky Weeks. Ricky Weeks.
oh, yeah, Ricky Weeks. So, Ricky was
Yeah.
born September 13th, 1982, in Florida. And in high
Yeah.
school, it looks like he was a two-sport athlete,
Huh?
football star.
Nice, yeah, and a pretty good baseball college guy, like Golden Spike Steakhouse or Trophy. That's not small feats right there.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that
That's
leads me
excellent.
to his college career leads me to my next point. So obviously, so when you think Ted Williams, what is Ted Williams famous for?
Well, I think he's definitely for just batting 400, the last guy who did it.
Exactly. And so did you look up what Ricky Weeks hit in
Yeah,
college?
I'm seeing it right now. 495.
Yes, sophomore year, 495.
NCAA batting title. Please.
Yep,
That's
20 long balls.
literally getting half of your at bats for hits. That's impressive.
I can't imagine, man.
Nowadays the league average is like what, 230?
It's, I think it's something like that, man. I read that the Astros are leading the league currently with like a 264 batting average. That leads.
Hey, that's nuts how the quality of batting has gone down.
It is. And I know some of that's to do with probably increased velocity and spin rate on
Yeah,
pitch.
a lot. Look, analytics are good to a degree, but there needs to be some control.
I definitely agree. And so going into Ricky Weeks' sophomore season, his sophomore season, he hit 495. Moving on to his junior season, where he declined a little bit, he only hit 479.
A little bit, yeah, just 479. Yeah, just he was cooked, for sure. What
And
a
that once again got him his second consecutive NCAA batting title.
like we don't really say it a lot, but this guy might have just been one of the best college baseball stars of the century so far.
That's actually
Like he
something I
made
have
an eight.
written down. I agree with you. He might really be one of the greatest college players we've ever seen, honestly.
Like you don't people don't talk about enough about Ricky Weeks as a prospect. Like the guy was incredible.
Yeah, I think that gets kind of, flushed away in people's memories because he was still a great player, but he wasn't obviously what he was in college. So I do think people forget the level of hype that he had.
Yeah, he was something else back in
Definitely.
those days. Yes.
And
And
so,
then, yeah, then he gets drafted.
yeah, second overall. And
Second over.
are you
Yeah,
seeing who went first overall?
I did. Delmon Young, Dimitri's little brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Delmon Young, one of those guys who really played for a while. You only hear about him when he seemed to be a very clutch player. I remember a lot of postseason bounce from him.
I know when people hear us talk about Delmon Young, I'm pretty sure they probably instantly think Baltimore Orioles and that double he hit in the
Oh
playoffs.
yeah. Yeah, I was surprised that he played until like 2015 or something.
Well, he was a guy, he wasn't exceptional, but he could always hit. It looked like everywhere he went, it was above average.
Yeah, he was pretty good. And another guy who a big league brother, Dimitri, was pretty good in his time as well.
He was quite good. That's very true.
Big wrestling fan, Dimitri Young. I'm glad he follows me. Yeah.
He is a wrestling fan. I saw that he
Yeah.
hosts a wrestling podcast, I believe, doesn't he?
That's dedication to the business.
Yeah, for anybody unaware, Dimitri Young, former MLB player, hosts a wrestling podcast. Like, that's crazy to me. We're both huge
Yeah.
wrestling fans too.
Yeah, wrestling crossover with baseball is a subject for a good day. Yeah.
It's
There's
definitely
been
worth a
more
look in
than we
the future. And so talking about that draft, third was Kyle Sleeth, fourth Tim Stauffer, and fifth was Chris Labanski.
Yeah, Tim
All due
Stauffer,
respect.
that's a guy who spent a lot of time with the Padres for
Yeah,
his
I do remember him
output.
very well with those Padres teams.
Yeah, this first round, not a lot to like talk about, but you had names like Chad Cordero, David Murphy, Aaron Hill, who was
Nick
pretty good for a
Markakis.
time. Markakis, I love Markakis.
Yeah.
I
Chad
want
Brinsley, I believe. He had a nice
to,
run
yes,
for the Dodgers.
I would have given a couple kidneys for him to get the 3,000 hits, Nick Markakis.
I remember when I was a teenager, everyone was talking. They're like, hey, this guy's got an outside chance. I think I read an article about it.
Yeah,
He
he
kind
was
of hung
looking
it up a
good.
little early. He was still good when he hung it up, too.
Yeah, and other names here, Carlos Quentin, friend of the show, Derek Barton as a catcher.
Derek Barton's awesome, man.
Yes, friend of the show. Jared
Yes.
Saltalamacchia,
Ooh,
that's a
with
name.
him. Yep.
The last pick of the first round, Adam Jones. as a shortstop.
as a shortstop. Now that's news to me. I did not know that.
Oh yeah, there's so many players you just think about as this position, and then they were drafted as something else.
It is funny because overall we can name names from this draft, but that top five, with all due respect, that's not the strongest
That's
top five.
not an all-timer for sure. Like Ricky Weeks was the strongest one. Stauffer was decent. Delmon Young had his moments, but not very good. Like all of us, you run into a good next three of Markakis, Paul Mahomes, John Tanks, but that's about it for a while.
Oh man, I love John Danks. I've got a couple autos of him.
Yeah, perennial White Sox. He spent a lot of years there, all his career actually.
Yep, that was the only organization he played for.
Yeah.
And
Well,
so with
he had a quick stint with the Braves, but he didn't make it.
Yep, you're right. And so looking at that top five, they all combined for only one All-Star appearance, and that All-Star appearance was Ricky Weeks, of course, which was a little
Yes.
surprising.
Yeah, Ricky Weeks. I mean, sometimes they're just some years where, depending on the quality of the position, some players might just sneak in there from out of nowhere. Like Brian LaHare was an all-star, you know?
Yep, another one that draws to mind for me is Dominic Brown, 2013, I believe.
Yes. A very outlier season, bro.
A very outlier, I guess, first half or first couple months in a way.
Yeah. Considering he was out of the league a few years later, you thought this guy was going to be a big name for the Phillies.
I thought he would kind of carry on after that Jimmy Rollins, Ryan Howard, Chase Utley era. I kind of thought he was
Yeah.
next up.
I'll admit, this might be a bit of a hot take, but I was never a fan of that Phillies infield.
No, really.
Okay, look, I Howard so Howard was cool. I had no problem with Ryan Howard. I think the Phillies did a tragedy on him.
Yeah.
But Utley, it's a bit of resent because I did, even if it might have, regardless of your opinions, I'm still not a fan of the Tejada incident.
Okay, I get
And
that.
Rollins, I was just never that big on, but I know he was excellent. But there's ne never a big Phillies infield guy. I like, if you're going to tell me about that Phillies infield from 2008, you got to tell me Pedro Feliz. That's my guy.
Pedro
At third
Feliz,
base.
he was a quality player. He was.
The unsung hero of that infield.
What about Carlos Ruiz? Chooch.
Oh, huge, yeah. But you know what that nickname means, right?
What does it mean? Tell me.
Okay, so since he's from Panama, apparently chooch is derived from the word chucha, which is like underarm odor.
Really?
Yeah, so basically he was basically they just called him armpit sweat.
I did not know that.
I'm
You learn
telling you,
something new
these
every day.
baseball cards raised me well. 2012 top, it's on the back of them.
I got to go through and read these bios, those little mini bios they have on the back. I did not know
Yeah, those are the kind of thing that stick with you
that.
as a collector.
So Ricky Weeks, he gets a signing bonus. Do you want to guess what his signing bonus was?
Well, for the early 2000s, and it probably was like a couple million, probably, but maybe not something too. I mean, to be fair, he had 500. He probably got a big bucks.
So for anybody who doesn't know, you get drafted, and so they offer you a contract, to play within their organization, and a lot of times that comes with a signing bonus, of course. Ricky Weeks's signing bonus, $3.6 million.
That's insane. Like, you can get, if you're a top prospect, you can get drafted and be made an instant millionaire before you even play organized ball.
Yeah, I mean, I know obviously 3.6 million isn't as much as you see guys making even back then, like top
No.
stars or even currently, but that's
And
before
like,
stepping on a minor league diamond.
yeah, exactly. Like, nowadays, I feel, yeah, obviously the bonuses have increased, but it's still nuts that you can, if you're that good, you can get a huge amount of cash before you even show yourself.
Exactly. And this is all the way back in 2003, too. I feel like we need to
Yeah.
stress that. It's not
20
like
years ago.
it's not like 2015 or something. This is a long time ago now.
Yeah, that's how widely thought of he was back then.
I guess that's what happens though when you hit what, like 470 career in college or something. I mean,
Yeah.
he was obviously a can't miss prospect.
No, and that's why he went number two. You thought this guy was going to be the guy for the Brewers.
And something that surprised me was how quickly he made his MLB debut. Did you see that?
Yeah, he gets drafted in 03. He's in the big leagues the next year.
Yeah.
Or that same year, 2003.
Yeah, that was really shocking to me. He got his first MLB at bat It came in the top of the eighth against Brett
Equally.
Pomko. Are you familiar
Brett Tomko, yes.
with him?
Aged 21 in 2 days.
Wow.
So he just very, very young, very early. You don't see that often. Like the last guy I can think of was Garrett Crochet for the White Sox and the Angels once a year, it seems. They call their top picks. They get desperate.
Yeah, they had the
Yeah,
Noah.
Shanuel.
Yeah, got on
Shanuel.
base all those times.
Yeah, and Sack Netto got called up really fast too.
He did. You're right.
They rushed them. They're just desperate.
I do wonder if that hurts a player's development sometimes.
Well, I mean, it certainly can, because even a guy like Jackson Holliday, he gets brought up. He's already had a little bit of seasoning in the minors, but he struggled.
Yep.
And part of that was probably because they batted him. He was batting bottom of the lineup at first. So, yeah, I think it can definitely affect your early trajectory.
I do agree, but I also don't like to see all that scrutiny that they put on a Jackson Holliday, though, because he's still got plenty of time to figure it out. You see a lot of guys, they don't even make it to like age 22, 23, you know?
Yeah, sometimes prospects just fizzle out. This guy, Forrest Whitley, I was hearing of Forrest Whitley for like 6 or 7 years, and he made his debut this year.
Yep, Houston Astros, he was a big time prospect at one point.
Yeah, and then he just fell off. I feel like they only gave him his debut as like a token.
Yeah, I really hope. I love it when guys like that succeed, but I do get worried he'll be up for a couple weeks, couple months, then get DFA'd, and that's the last
Yeah,
you hear from a guy like that.
even Mark Appel took some time, but they gave him a call because he spent a lot of time away from Boston.
I think he even retired at one
Yeah,
point.
he was done. He was done. And then the Phillies, he went on the comeback trail. He made it.
And his results in the MLB, I mean, I didn't look at the advanced stats, but his like ERA, just basic numbers looked really good. So Ricky Weeks in that first MLB at bat, he works the count to 0-2, but then he flies out to the second baseman and the Brewers lose his MLB debut 11 to
Wow, that's one way to start.
8. Not the most memorable debut, but I will say it does appear to work out for him in the end. He would get
I'd
his
say
first
so.
MLB hit off of John Paterson. That was a name I honestly wasn't too familiar with.
John Patterson, wow. Yeah, that's quite the random guy. That's one thing that's interesting, just seeing who those random players who you don't hear about unless it's like, oh, he allowed this guy's first hit.
I know sometimes at work I'll just Google like the 2003 Arizona Diamondbacks roster and I'll just read through them when I'm
Yeah,
bored sometimes. It's a fun hobby.
and so Ricky Weeks spent he had a 7-game stint that first year, and then he just spent the entire next season in the minors.
Yeah, they stashed him in double A. And I gotta say, I think I would probably agree with this decision. Give him a little bit more experience in professional baseball.
Oh yeah, definitely. I feel that was the right choice, and he did make it to Triple A the next year, and he was back up in the big leagues, and that's when he really got on track as a regular.
Yep, and for that 2004 season in Double A, he'd play in 133 games, hit 259 with 8 homers, 42 RBIs, and an OPS of 774. So not eye-popping, but not bad numbers.
Yeah, I just noticed something interesting. He struck out a lot
Yes.
for not like a Mark Reynolds level, but he was pretty strikeout prone.
Hey man, no Mark Reynolds slander on
Yeah,
this
look. Yeah, former Yankee. I should be more respectful.
show. He did strike out, though. I will allow that. And also, this can we address the elephant in the room? And that's Ricky Weeks's defense. Not great historically.
Man, not a top tier second baseman, and he played that position pretty much his entire Brewers tenure. It
Yes.
was when he left that he started playing. He just moved to the outfield where everywhere else he went.
So and he also had some time in first base as well with the Tampa Bay Rays. I believe he put
Yeah,
two. Platoon with Logan Morrison.
about a dozen games. Yeah, that stint didn't last a lot, but I do honestly that whole well, I know we'll get it eventually, but those later years where he just was in different teams are like blanks to me,
I was
because.
gonna say the same thing. I was like, do you remember Ricky Weeks wearing a Seattle Mariners uniform? That's
No, and that's the
the
thing.
only thing
Like,
I remember.
even media doesn't remember because he wasn't in MLB The Show 16.
Really?
My MLB 2017 top set that I talked about, he's not in there. Like,
Huh.
he just sort of he vanished, basically.
Yeah, because with all those teams, he signed minor league deals, except with the Mariners. I believe it was a 1 year, $2 million deal. But the Diamondbacks and Rays were minor league deals with invites to spring training. That
Yeah,
is why he didn't get a
he just
card.
worked his way back up.
That also, I think, speaks to his passion for baseball, too.
Yeah, he debuted at 20 and he got to like 34. A lot of really young players, unless they're like a Hall of Fame level talent, they usually, if they debut at 20, they're out of there by 29.
Yes. And so backtracking a little bit to that 2005 season, this is where he starts to finally see regular big league action. And
Yes.
so when he's recalled from AAA in that June, he hits 239 with 13 homers on the season. But something that was interesting to me, he stole 15 bags in 17 attempts. That's pretty efficient.
That's not bad. Yeah,
I didn't.
he had some decent speed those early years.
Yeah, I really, I guess. So I was born in 01, so 2005 baseball, I don't really remember that well, obviously. And so I remember, like, 2010, 2011, Ricky Weeks,
Yeah.
I
He
never remember him with wheels like that.
Yeah, that was basically his early. He sort of just had a speed phase, and then that All-Star year and stuff was more of a power phase.
Yeah, I read. So when he came to the plate, for anyone who didn't get to watch him, he kind of had like that Gary Sheffield bat wiggle. And then I read on like 2009, he got rid of that. He toned it.
Another
Yeah.
very lackluster defender than Gary Sheffield.
Their careers kind of rival each other in a way.
Yeah,
Obviously,
Sheffield
Sheffield
was a
more
brewer
successful.
too at the
Yeah.
start.
Definitely. Yeah. But anyway, Ricky Weeks had this bat wiggle, and so he toned it down. And he after the 2009 season, I believe, and that's when he really took off in his career for a few years.
Yeah, he started. That's where he really exploded on the plate.
I'm wondering if
Was,
that bat wiggle maybe messed up his timing or something. I'm not sure.
yeah, maybe sometimes you just need to adjust, just make changes.
Definitely. And so in that 2005 season, he would hit his first career MLB homer. And so I'm going to give you some details and you try and guess who it was off of, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it was off the Minnesota Twins. So think Twins of 2005. This pitcher has thrown a no-hitter that's a little controversial, and he's won a Cy Young Award.
I mean, Winston Cy Young, there's only really one good answer. That's Johan.
You are correct. And
Johan,
the
yeah.
reason I do you know why that no-hitter he threw with the Mets is a little controversial?
What's that?
There's a ball that was hit in the game, and it's called foul, but it looks like he clearly hits the line, so it should have been a hit, but the umpire calls it foul. And so it really shouldn't have been a no-hitter, but it's in the books as a no-hitter for Johan Santana.
Yeah, after the whole Galarraga business, I'm not going to debate taking away no hitters from people.
I really wish they would go back and change that. I feel so
That's just it's
involved there.
disappointing.
It really is. And so, let's move on to 2006 now. And so he
Yeah,
gets.
he.
Go ahead.
No, I was about to say he his first big middle infield team up, J.J. Hardy.
Ooh, I love J.J. Hardy, man. Those
He was
Orioles
pretty
are
good.
fun.
Yes, the Angels, his worst nightmares, Angels center fielders.
Oh, that Mike Trout robbery is legendary, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. Not a lot of people talk about the Borges robbery, though. Peter Borges got him good too.
Peter Borges is underrated. He had a pretty good career. He stuck
Oh,
around.
if he could hit better, he would have been an all-star.
That
Because
speed.
he had the glove, he had the speed.
He did. He really. It's so many of these great players to me were just missing like one tool to put them over the edge.
Yeah, oh man.
And
That's so true.
so with Weeks, he pretty much gets identical playing time to the year prior. He does pretty well, though. He hits 279, 8 homers, 34 RBIs. Not bad
Not
at
bad,
all, really.
yeah. And JJ Hardy's injured for most of his year, so he's teaming up with Bill Hall in that middle infield. Not bad. Yeah, Bill Hall hit 35 homers that year.
No, he did not.
35. I'm seeing it right now. That was
I
his
did not
best
know.
year.
I didn't know Bill Hall had it like that.
Yeah, that was his best year by far, 06.
I grew up in Virginia, and so I had Masson, which is the Orioles network. And so he had a late career stint with the Orioles. And so he always comes to mind as an Oriole for me, even though for everybody else, it's probably a Brewer.
Honestly, that's kind of the same with me for him, but it's Giants. He had a bit of a Giants run
Oh,
too at the end.
he did. You're right.
Don't know. I used to be in a community where the leader of the community was a Giants fan, so that's how I found out about a lot of Giants legends like that.
I honestly forget Bill Hall was a Giant.
Well, it wasn't much of a stint either. Like the Orioles run was 7 games. The Giants was just like 16. That was his last couple of years.
Yep, that's
He just
another.
sort of he
He had a
flew
good
around the place
career.
those last 2 years.
Yeah, I see that happen with a lot of these veterans. It's kind of sad because I love to remember their heyday, you know, when they're with their main team.
Yeah, it's like they have a prime of those years and they're like a decorated one team guy, and then at the end they decline and they become Oliver Drake all over the place.
Oliver Drake or 04 Jose Bautista.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, the
The
reverse
18
Oliver
Jose
Drake.
Bautista.
That's like the Bautista's like that same thing, but in reverse. He just flew around the place and then he actually caught on.
Oliver Drake was a pretty successful reliever.
Yeah, he not bad. I remember he had a particular pitch that was pretty good. I can't remember what it was exactly, but he had some good success. And then he just ended up playing for five teams in a season.
He's another guy who was brought up through the Orioles system, I believe. He kind of I
Yeah,
kind of
he was drafted from the Navy.
really.
Yeah, he was one of those rare Navy draft picks. You
Him.
know, there's Oliver Drake and it's Mitch Harris, the only big league Navy guys.
Really? There's only
The
two.
only two, yeah. And Mitch Harris, 2015 Cardinal.
Yep.
No, the other guy, like the other notable name that you might know as a Red Sox guy, Noah Syon, but we
Noah
don't know if he's
Syon.
ever if he'll ever make his debut at this point.
I think he's injured currently. I might be wrong.
I feel like he's been injured for a long time. Like I remember he was a Rule 5 pick, then nothing happened.
They sent
Just
him back.
a big mess, yeah.
Yep.
So
So,
we'll see on him.
yeah. And speaking of players who kind of have a prime with one team and bounce around, Ricky Weeks, I think, is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
So, moving on to his 07 and 08 seasons, he really starts to show off his power.
Oh,
He
yeah,
has.
and he's got the power speed thing lined up. That's kind of where he just had both.
Yep, he hit 16 long balls in 27, I mean in 2007, and 14 in 2008.
Yeah, and those 07 Brewers, they were pretty underrated. They had Prince Fielder hit 50 homers. J.J. Hardy was back and hitting. Ryan Braun exploded on the scene. That was a great Brewers team.
What are your thoughts on a guy like Ryan Braun? I'm curious.
Oh, jeez. Well, that's the thing. Like, he obviously was a great player, but it's one of those things like Beltran's a bit of a lesser extent, but one of those guys who legitimately was great. But this one thing kind of just taints everything. And he'll never get that respect that he probably. Like honestly, I was happy to see him play until like 2020 that he lasted that long, but he's just kind of one of those guys that won't ever get that respect because of other stuff that happened.
I want to go on the record on this show, and you might disagree. Feel free to. He robbed Matt Kemp of that MVP award.
I could definitely make that case. Yeah, Matt Kemp was very, very good then. Yeah, that's probably part of the sentiment against it. That even if it wasn't like a dirty season or whatever or tainted, Matt Kemp was kind of better by a long shot.
One of the things that made me so happy about Matt Kemp is when he came back to LA and made the
Oh,
All-Star
I
team.
remember that trade. Matt Kemp back to the Dodgers, yeah, for a year.
And so
It was like, yeah, it
we
was
know
like
that.
Matt Kemp, that weird trade with like Yasiel Puig and Homer Bailey. It was weird.
The Dodgers pulled off a lot of those weird trades. I know we're getting on a tangent again.
Yeah,
Obviously,
the
that
year
Red
before
Sox
they had
team.
Scott Kastner and Adrian Gonzalez. They traded him away.
Yes. And then that Red Sox trade to get Adrian Gonzalez was also
Oh,
insane.
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so getting back to Weeks, sorry for going on the tangent, guys. It's
It's
just a lot
part
of
of the game.
over
It's part
these
of the game.
players. Going back to Weeks, 2009 is kind of a lost season for him. You know, he doesn't play past May 18th. He suffered a torn muscle in his left wrist.
That's tough. Yeah, 37 games only.
And that's really unfortunate. He was looking great. He was tied for the team lead with Prince Fielder with 9 homers at the time.
Yeah, he was off to a hard start, and then he got hurt, and that was kind of a last year for him. They didn't really have a good replacement for him. Well, Felipe Lopez hit 320, but he didn't play that much.
And he's also
They definitely suffered too because they went 80-82 without him.
yeah, and that was a talented roster too.
Oh yeah, but late 2000, like Brewers had stars.
Oh, it was talking about these teams, a name we have to mention, Corey Hart.
Oh yeah, Corey Hart, not the singer Corey Hart, folks. The They're very
Oh.
good. 30, look at this, 31 homers in 2010. Corey Hart was pretty good.
No, I go to Google Corey Hart and it doesn't come up with the baseball player first. I have to Google like Corey Hart MLB. What's up with that?
Yeah, because there's a singer, Corey Hart.
There's no way he's more famous than 30 homer Corey
Well,
Hart.
let me see. That could be today. Look, if you look him up on Wikipedia, he's first over. You get Corey Hart singer, Corey Hart discography, and then Corey Hart baseball.
Man,
So yeah,
maybe
he was. Yeah, I think it was pretty good for his time actually. So maybe that's justified. But the player Corey Hart was powerful.
well, that's now I feel bad. I might have disrespected a legend, Corey Hart.
Yeah.
He's currently
Yeah,
got 1.1 million Spotify listeners, so he's pretty big.
he must have been big at his time. And
Yeah.
speaking of guys on this Brewers team, you had a young Jonathan Lucroy, young
Ooh.
Alcides Escobar,
That's
40-year-old Jim
smart.
Edmonds.
Oh, Jim Edmonds. I forgot about that stint.
Yeah, 39-year-old Craig Counsell as well, and a young Lorenzo Cain.
Man, Craig Counsell played forever.
Yeah, he got some flyer miles for sure. He was out there for a long time.
And then the Brewers, they had Alcides Escobar and Lorenzo Cain, who both turned into champions with the Royals
Yeah,
later.
that Royals team is kind of my first memorable World Series team as a baseball fan, honestly.
That
I
team
like
is
that
so
team.
fun. That takes a
And
lot of experience to
yeah,
lose
and
and get to
I
that.
like the Mets better, but those Royals are special.
That Mets team is so fun too. That I thought
Oh
that
yeah.
rotation was gonna rule baseball.
Oh, the youngsters and five kids and Bartolo, man.
Bartolo was no slouch with the Mets.
No, he was excellent. That was like he played 20 years or so, and that's the stint everyone remembers him for.
He was really good in Oakland too. I know he got popped for
Yes.
PEDs.
Yeah, and he won the Cy Young.
He did win the Cy Young. That's probably one of the most
Like,
forgotten Cy Young Award wins
yeah,
ever.
like you hit a homer off James Shields, and everyone forgets you're a Cy Young winner.
Poor James Shields, man. He's got that and
Hey,
the Tatis trade.
that Tatis trade. Oh man, he got it hard those last couple years that he was in the league.
He did. And so 2010, so now Ricky Weeks makes the All-Star team in 2011, but you could argue
Oh
2010
yeah, hey,
better season.
2010 was better.
Definitely. 160
29
games.
bombs.
Ooh, yep. 160 games, 29 bombs, 83 RBIs, and an OPS of 830, man.
Yeah, this team was powerful. You had Prince Fielder 32, Corey Hart 31, Ricky Weeks was third with 29.
Wow.
And then you had Ryan Braun and Casey McGee putting in 20 homer seasons as well. They were good.
Casey McGee at the hot corner was a good player.
Oh yeah, and then he just sort of another guy who just traveled a lot after that.
Did he have a stint with the Yankees? Am I remembering?
2012, 22 games.
I
He
remember.
was not very good.
I remember the Yankees. They just for a few years there, they just rotated first basemen like.
Yeah, they just collected a bunch of dudes for a while. Just a lot of older players.
I'm surprised because Weeks was winding down his career when they were rotating through those first basemen. I'm surprised they didn't give him a call.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And so before that 2011 season, Weeks gets some financial security here. He signs a 4-year, $38 million deal. What do you think of
Yeah,
that?
pretty good extension for that time. You see like the big money extensions you get these days. That was not a bad deal.
Yeah,
For
because
4 years up until like his early 30s. Yeah.
I know he wasn't nearly the player Cano was, but when you see Robinson Cano's contract that he got pretty soon after, this looks like a steal for a starting second baseman.
Yeah, like that's not bad. That's pretty good for a guy who at that time was producing at a very good rate.
Definitely. Somebody like him or like a Kinsler, something like that. I feel like those guys are really underrated, those types of second basemans.
And Ricky Weeks, that 2010 season, he also played 160 games. That's like he had 754 plate appearances.
That led the
That's a
league.
lot.
He led the
Yeah.
league at bats as well.
Yeah, that's like Sizemore level plate appearances.
Oh man, don't get me started on Grady Sizemore.
Yeah, she recently featured on the random spotlight. I kind of checked that out.
You did make a post about that. Friendly reminder,
Yeah.
check out his page, by the way. I'll link
Yeah,
it.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
man.
I'll make sure to link the podcast to mine. That's distance now.
Oh yeah. And so
Oh
let's talk
yes.
about his All-Star season real quick. So Ricky
Yeah.
Weeks, he starts off hot that first half. 278, 17 homers, 39 RBIs.
And then he just sputters afterwards.
And it's because, and we see this as a theme with him starting to pile up injuries. That's what got him.
Yeah, and he didn't even play that little, like 118 games, that's not that bad, even though it was a time loss. But he ended the year with 49 RBIs for an all-star.
Yep. So that second half, he only plays in 26 games and only records 10 RBIs in the second half. That's it.
Yeah, because he got a really bad ankle sprain
Yep.
and it kept him out for a while.
It did. And that caused his production to tail off and he wasn't on the field. So still a great year, but it could have been so much more without that injury.
Yeah, and even then, when he came back, he still hit a very big homer at Miller Park. Like his 20th homer was
Yeah.
probably one of the longest in that stadium.
I watched the highlight of this while researching, and I'll probably post it to promote this. That's a long home run, man.
Yeah, he could hit those bombs, but he could hit the speedy homers because my Ricky Weeks reel on my page is an inside the park homer. Check that out. He had Lewis.
He did have that inside the park home run. I missed that when it was called Miller Park, too. It's not even called Miller Park
Yeah, it's
anymore.
like American Family Field. Like,
What is that?
I think that's probably some insurance thing or something. But I'll admit, if you're gonna name your like a stadium after some sort of company, then the Reds have it nailed. Because Great American Ballpark, even if it's a
Perfect.
brand, it's a great name.
Perfect.
I love that. But American Family, I don't even know what that is.
I'm not sure either. I'll have to look that up.
Okay, let's see. I think it's that's a good question. But I don't know why they had it perfect with Miller, because that's literally Brewers. That's Snow Brewers.
Exactly. I don't know.
Like that change just seemed really unnecessary.
So we look at Ricky Weeks' 2012 season, and it looks like he starts off a bit slow, but he eventually turns it around.
Another year that was better than his All-Star year.
It really is when you look at it.
Yeah, and some very interesting names he shared the middle infield with. This team had like five different shortstops
Hit me with
around
it.
the door. Yeah, look at this. A young Jean Segura. Underrated guy, in my opinion.
I think so.
Cody Ransom, age 36.
Really?
Yep, César
Oh man, I love
Astudillo.
Cesar Torres.
Yeah, A Alex Gonzalez, one of them, anyway. And Jeff Bianchi.
Really?
So yeah, he had a who's who of partners in that middle infield down here.
Man, Cesar Torres, my first ever MLB game was an Orioles game back in like 2009, and he was the
Yeah.
shortstop then. So I've always had a soft spot for him.
Of course, yeah, his brother Maicero, of course, another infielder. His son's in like the Mariners system. I think he's still there. Yeah,
Oh, really? I knew it was his
César
brother.
Jr.
I'll have to keep an eye out for him.
Yeah, honestly, it's weird. Some of these players that he just recently retired, now their kids are playing, especially the Latino guys.
That's so
You know
wild.
Wilson Betanet, right?
Yeah.
He retired like what, 10 years ago? His son is in the Royals system, I think.
It really hasn't been that long ago. That's another
Yeah.
Orioles guy that I remember.
Like this, it's not like a LeBron James and his kid type of thing or a Griffey stuff, but that's so impressive.
I wonder if we'll ever see another Griffey type of thing.
Oh, that's gonna take a yes, that'll take a while, because first the dad has to be good.
Yes, that's true. He has to stick around long enough too.
Yeah, and the son's gotta be really good to get called up quickly.
Yeah, because you'd think he'd have to get called up by about
Yeah,
20
that's
or
that.
younger.
Honestly, the Griffeys are just a super anomaly. Let's just say that.
They really are. One thing I wanted to point out about his 2012 season was that he was known as typically a high on base guy, but that really lowered a little bit. It got down to 328, which is his lowest since his initial cup of coffee in the big leagues.
Yeah, not a lot of on base in this, but a lot of striking out.
Yeah, and he was able to balance that pretty well up until this point, but this is where it kind of
Yeah,
starts
this is where
falling
he starts falling off a little bit. This is kind of
off.
his last good year,
Yep,
really.
exactly. Because 2013, that's his age 30 season right there, I believe.
Yes.
And so it's like he hit 30, and we see this pretty often. He hits 30, and that's kind of where it starts to decline.
It's 2013. He 209 batting average. That's not very nice. 104 games, so he was still dealing with the injuries. And
Yep,
this is where he
20.
kind of, this is where he gets Wally Pipp, because this is where Scooter Jeanette comes in and takes over.
Yep, so he suffers a torn hamstring, and sure enough, Scooter Gennett.
Yeah, and he was raking. He had 324, so he lost his spot.
The Brewers let Scooter Gennett go too early. They kind of gave up on him a little too soon.
Yeah, the league kind of gave up on Jeanette. I think that's partly on Jeanette himself, but he was gone very quickly.
He was, but those two, he had 2 seasons in Cincinnati. And I know
Yeah, 20 homer years. He was an all-star.
you think of that 4-homer game, but his seasons overall were, he had 2 back-to-back good seasons there.
Yeah, he looked like a quite he looked like Ricky Weeks, like a top second baseman.
He really did. And so 2014 for Ricky Weeks.
Before we move on, I want to say shout out Nori Aoki on this
Oh
Brewers team.
man,
Shout out Nori Aoki.
I'm happy you stopped me. He's got a lot of fans.
Love him to death. I'm just bummed that he played for the wrong teams those 2 years and he missed out on rings.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah. He was in the Royals when they lost, and then he was at the Giants after they won the last ring.
Man.
He should have gotten 2 rings, man. He deserved it.
I've never heard anyone say a bad thing about Aoki.
Yeah, he's one of those. A lot of the Jap like you're in baseball to the Japanese MLB guys. You're either a star like Ohtani or Ichiro, or you're just a really funny guy or a cult hero like a Nori Aoki or
Kawasaki.
a Kawasaki. Another recent feature on my account. Go check him out talking about bananas.
Oh yeah, I love that you gave Kawasaki some love on your page.
Yeah, I couldn't go with anything about playing. I had to just go with some funnies.
I used to watch Intentional Talk, a show on MLB Network. I don't know if anybody else did. He'd go on there and give like the craziest interviews I've ever seen in my life.
Oh yeah, he was a personality. Like he was a true wrestling gimmick right there.
He really was a
Like a
wrestler, like a comedy
Joey
gimmick.
Votto.
Oh, Joey Votto can give you a hilarious interview
Oh yeah, he's a promo. But yeah,
too.
and Kawasaki, don't forget people, monkeys never climb. Anyways, yeah, Ricky Weeks, he's starting to decline now.
Yeah, so 2014, he's platooning with Jeanette full time, and he only gets 252 at bats. But this, for the small sample size, it was a typical Ricky Weeks senior
Yeah,
season.
this wasn't bad. This was like his last good overall season. The 2012 was like his last good season as an everyday guy. But he still had a little bit in the tank, but the injuries really got to him.
Yeah, he rolled out of there with an 809 OPS.
Yeah.
That I think I have to wonder, if the
The
universal DH is a thing back then, is his career
people
extended or is he better because there's no
have
defense involved? Like that keeps the injury bug away.
Perhaps he might, yeah, because the Brewers are National League now. That could have definitely gotten him a good, more longevity.
Which I don't know, maybe then they, if the universal DH was a thing back then, they'd probably just move Prince Fielder to DH.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. That Prince Fielder, he deserved the DH
He
with the
did.
injuries he got.
He did. That's another guy. We've mentioned Brett Gardner. He did not get a proper send-off.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely not. It was sad that he just kind of just left
It
because of
really
his injury.
was. Yeah, I remember that press conference.
We were speaking about Mark Reynolds earlier. He was on this team in 2014.
Oh, you're right.
22 homers.
He was good for 20 homers just about any time you play him on
Yeah,
any team.
I can talk bad about his strikeouts, but I just liked it. Whenever he hit bombs, that was cool.
He was another guy, though, whose fielding was similar to Ricky Weeks.
Yeah, not a very superb fielder.
No.
Yeah, and he was their main first baseman, but they also had a 37-year-old Lyle Overbay
Oh,
on
man.
hand.
Lyle. I remember some people I used to read stuff, they'd call him like Lyle Overpay.
Oh, man.
He wasn't a bad player, though.
No, he was all right. He was good. I remember him as a Blue Jay.
Definitely. I think that's where I
And
have to.
I think he was a Yankee,
He
right?
was a Yankee. Yes.
Yeah. 20. Oh, the year before, 2013. This was his last season with the Brewers.
Man, I feel like I remember him into like 2015, 2017 for some reason. I feel
That
like he
would be a
played like.
good thing to do, like go back and check out lineups from games we've attended. How
Yes.
many games have you been to?
Probably about 30.
Oh, well, no. Okay, at least with you, like at least some important games are your first one. I've only been to five. Four Yankees and a Met, but they were cool. I loved it. I haven't gone to a game in 6 years. I need it.
I've never been to a game at Yankee Stadium or Citi Field, and I never went to Shea Stadium either. What's the
No, but
atmosphere like there?
Yankee Stadium is all right. Like It's not bad. Citi Field, I got it good because I had like I was like 16 rows behind home plate. That was a special occasion.
Oh, yeah.
They're pretty nice stadiums. May not be PNC Park, but they're both very nice, I think.
Definitely. I went to PNC as a 15-year-old, I want to say, and it was amazing.
Oh, I've seen the panoramics there. That's beautiful.
It is. I live about an
Yeah.
hour from Fenway, so I go there
Yeah.
once a month or so.
I'd like to go. I'm not a Red Sox guy, but I'd go to Fenway just for the historical factor.
It's fun. It's a lot small. I know people say it's small on TV, but it really is small. It'll have you think.
No, they're
Have you
literally
think
got a
that? I feel.
giant wall in left field. How small can it be?
It'll have you thinking though that you could go up there and pop one off the monster,
Oh man.
man.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, this 2014 marks the last of Ricky Weeks as a Brewer after 10 years.
I know over a 10-year stint with a team, that has to feel like breaking up with
Careful.
your first
Would
girlfriend.
you say Ricky Weeks was the greatest Brewers second baseman? Because, well, he might have been. I think he was number two.
Who's number one?
Jim Gantner, because he wasn't much of a hitter, but he was a. He was a big he played a lot his entire career as a Brewer, like 17 seasons up until like age 39, and he was there pretty much, yeah, all the way. He was there when they won the first pennant. Not a lot of pop, but he could get the job done. Never won any awards, but he career WAR of 22, not bad. And he played a super long time.
That does beat Reek
So
Weeks's war.
I do think Ricky Weeks is at least like the number two best Brewer second baseman, which is not bad. That's a franchise of 30 years, 50 years. I mean,
Would you say that his 2010, though, is the best season, single season by a Brewers second baseman in the history of their franchise?
well, I think you could make a case for it, yeah, because almost 30 homers. Gantner certainly didn't put up those type of numbers, and there's not much other referential in terms of Brewer second baseman aside from a Scooter Gennett or whoever they have on second base now.
Historically, second base for them really is a position where they patch a guy in for about 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, like they get lucky with a guy and they have him for like 10 years, but then after that they just struggle to replace him.
You see that happen from time to time with a lot of franchises. I talked about the Yankees in first base. Once
Yeah.
Gonzalez was gone, the Red Sox had trouble at finding a first baseman.
Yeah, honestly, that's kind of the thing. Like, even way back when Babe Ruth was gone, they had George Selkirk come in as the Babe Ruth substitute or the
Yeah.
new guy replacing Babe Ruth. And he was great, but
Yeah.
he was not Babe Ruth.
No, well, nobody is, I guess, unless you're
Yeah.
Shohei,
Well, you could argue that, yeah.
but and so let's talk about where does he end up after this
Yeah,
long
he
stop
goes
career?
$2 million with the Mariners. That's his last big league deal.
And it did not go very well.
Not at all. Yeah, very, very little playing time. He doesn't make it past a couple months.
Yep, he hits 167 and he's DFA'd on June 13th and released by June
Yeah, and
21st.
you talk about the DH and stuff. He was pretty much DH'ing for Seattle most of the time. DH or pinch hitter. So he was strictly bench.
At some point, he even experiments in left field, I believe.
Yeah, this is when he starts moving away from second base for good. This is his outfield phase.
I've kind of part of me wonders why the Brewers never experimented with that. At least give it a
I
shot.
don't know. Yeah, he was forever a second baseman there, and we'll talk about his brother in a bit too. But they never moved him. They just kept him there.
I guess they
Even
were
Sheffield moved.
okay with his above average offense, you know, trading off for that below average to average defense every season.
Yeah, I guess I made up for
I remember Bill James wrote a book and he said that Ricky Weeks should move positions. That was one of his recommendations.
is right on the money.
He definitely wasn't wrong. And so Weeks doesn't play again in 2015 after that. But
Yeah,
for the
he's just out.
16 season, where does he end up?
Now he gets minor league deal with the Diamondbacks, and he actually makes them out of opening day.
Yeah, and that's a pretty good accomplishment. And this season from him really isn't that bad at all. But
Yeah,
what
he was surprisingly good. It's like he's sandwiched between two 37 game seasons. He just has a random year with the D-backs where he's just playing semi-regularly.
Yeah, 108 games, 777 OPS, a
Yeah,
99 OPS
he's playing
plus.
more outfield too, because there's no DH here. He's definitely playing the grass more.
Yep. And like I said, that 99 OPS plus 100 is league average. So he's
Yeah,
essentially putting
so
out league average offensive numbers.
yeah, and the D-backs club that year was not very good. They only won 69 games, and
That's
he was
probably
kind
why
of,
he got that playing time.
yeah, he I didn't even remember Michael Bourne was on this team.
Really?
Center field, yeah. And Brandon Drury was playing a lot of outfield. Yasmani Tomas back when he was something.
Oh, I thought he was going to be a stud.
Oh yeah, Yasmani and Ruzne, you really thought they were gonna, because they got the contracts, and it didn't happen.
Ruzne, he really never got a shot after that first a few initial stints. They kind of just stashed him forever.
Yeah, and they were just the bulliest. You get this big contract. It's kind of like Scott Kingery right now. He's making money, but he's not even playing big leagues. He's just collecting checks
Yeah, and I
in the
mean,
minors.
you can say all you want about how haha he's making his money. Who cares? That has to hurt deep down.
Yeah, like, in a way, if you're not playing that good, it anchors you because they don't want to call you up and pay you and keep a roster spot on you.
I know, yeah, that would have to be so hard mentally. I mean, because I'm sure he feels like he could still produce if he got the chance.
I'm sure. Yeah, he could have at least gone to Korea or Japan and revived himself.
Yeah, you see that with Eric Fetty, the White Sox starter?
Yeah, he just had one, only 1 year, and he was triple crown MVP, whatever, and now he's back. Some people don't get to come back.
No, they don't.
And he did that. And
Yeah.
this D-backs rotation, look at this. Robbie Ray, young Robbie Ray. Zach Greinke at 32, which is actually not that good of a year, at 4.37 ERA. Patrick Corbin had a bad year. This was back before he gave his career for a ring. Like, no, he gave his career for that World Series ring because everything after that's just been tragic.
He did. I went to a Nationals game a few months ago. Well, actually, it was probably only about a month ago against the Dodgers. He shoved like six shutout innings against that Dodgers lineup.
Wow.
It was
He
crazy.
remembered. He got it on for a bit. He
Yeah.
remembered who he was.
Who filled out
And
that
yeah, Archie
rotation?
Bradley is a starter. Shelby Miller, that was a trade they made.
Oh man, Shelby
And
Miller.
Braden Shipley.
Shelby Miller, that I really thought after that time in Atlanta that he was just going to be a perennial frontline starter.
Yeah, but kudos to him. He's still kicking as a reliever, so it could be worse.
That's true. He did revitalize his career. He's in Detroit now, I believe.
Yeah, Detroit bullpen.
That's a good bullpen, too.
They got a good bullpen going though. Yeah, anyways, Ricky Weeks, he has that decent season with the D-backs, but it's not enough to get him a big league deal
No,
afterwards.
which is surprising to me, but I guess when you incorporate his age and defensive limitations, I'm sure they probably assume that was a fluke season, too.
Yeah, it could be like unsustainable.
And it turns out it, in all honesty and fairness to Ricky Weeks, he great career, but it really turned
Yeah.
out to not be sustainable.
Yeah, and surprisingly, he made another opening day team with the Rays.
I wonder, I don't know, I don't have any insight to this. I wonder if he was a good clubhouse guy too.
Sure, he was like he's a coach now. Those are you don't get those type of coaching jobs if you're not liked in the clubhouse.
Exactly. I saw him, he made his managerial debut filling in. Got a
Yeah,
win.
like he's we'll talk about his coaching in a bit, but that's an interesting position he has.
It really is. And so
And
with the Rays, he plays in 37 games, hits 216, two homers. He's platooning with Lomo, Logan Morris.
Lomo, yeah, that's the year he had 30 bombs, right? Yeah, 38. My God.
Ooh, I forgot
38
about that.
homers. Posted him 2 weeks ago. He was crazy.
He's definitely a future episode. He had a good career.
Yeah. If you want to see him getting assaulted by a praying mantis, then go check out the account.
Everybody should check out that video. Logan
Oh,
Morrison.
yeah. I didn't even know this was a thing. I just found it.
Logan Morrison at one point in Miami was assaulted by a praying mantis.
Yeah, just tragic. How he came back, I never know.
And so Weeks, he had another DL stint in June of that year, and then
And
he
that was it for
released,
him.
yep, gets released later on in July, and that ends his MLB career.
Yeah, not even, no more minor deals. That's it for him. At age around his age 34 to
Yep.
35, he was done.
Do you have his career numbers?
Yeah, look at this. Ricky Weeks, not bad though. 1,300 career games, 161 homers. That's pretty good. 148 of them for Milwaukee. You got to check out how where that ranks in the leaderboards. That's a good question.
That is true.
474 RBIs, 132 steals, and baseball reference WAR of 11.5.
Yeah, he also crossed over 1,000 hits as well.
Yeah, not bad.
Pretty nice milestone. And so
Not bad.
without looking, I want to play a little over and under game with you real quick.
Okay.
Okay, so the millions he made in the MLB, you ready? Over or under 50 million?
That doesn't count the signing bonus or anything like that, right?
No,
Like
it
this is MLB money.
yes.
Well, I mean, that extension and those other deals, I'd like to think he was just over. Just.
Just under is what he was.
Really?
47,796,000.
Oh, it's just almost, man, that's close. Yeah.
Because I assume he was most likely making league minimum after breaking camp on those minor league deals.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm looking at the Brewers' all-time leaderboard. So what I was saying about Jim Gantner, he's got the all-time defensive WAR record. So that's how you can tell he was a good second baseman
He's
for the
the anti
Brewers.
Ricky Weeks.
Yeah, and surprisingly enough, yeah, he hit. He Ricky Weeks had a career. How many homers for the Brewers? It was 148. He barely doesn't crack the top 10.
So he's just outside the top 10.
Yeah, because Paul Molitor's 10th with 160.
Oh, he's just
So
missed.
he. Yeah, so he just didn't crack it.
It's kind of surprising that they don't have more 200 homer guys to be a franchise for as long as they have been.
Yeah, he's eighth in triples though, so good for him.
Do you
And
have
10th in doubles.
stolen bases? He stole over 100 bags.
Let's see. Stolen bases. Molitor's first in that. Ricky Weeks was seventh.
Seventh, top
And
ten.
he's got Yelich on his tail, so he's gonna be eighth soon, probably.
Yeah, I have to imagine Yelich got a few more in the tank.
About a dozen more, and he'll pass him.
One thing about Ricky Weeks I wanted to point out is playoff baseball wasn't his strong suit. He played in 14 playoff games, batted 133 with one homer, four RBIs.
Yeah, not a lot of playoff experience or just good performance. He hit a couple homers in that NLCS with the St. Louis, but not, aside from that, not a lot to highlight.
No, not really. Which is kind of sad because those Brewers teams, they stood a chance a few years.
Oh yeah, those were the last good Brewers teams for about a decade.
And so now let's kind of cap things off with some fun facts. We mentioned a magazine. Would you want to share
Oh
what
yeah,
we
so
did
in
so far?
2009, I don't know what the criteria for this was. I don't know if he just secretly has like a six pack under that Brewers jersey. But Ricky Weeks was voted the sexiest baseball player by Cosmopolitan.
That's right, guys.
I
Ricky.
won. I wonder who was in the running for that.
I'm trying to think in 09. My mom, she'll be embarrassed if she hears this. My mom was a big Nick Markakis
Oh, well, who wasn't?
guy. I think, so let's say today, I guess you'd probably have to go with somebody like Kevin Kiermaier.
Oh, yeah, he's a Chris Bryant, too. He's got those eyes.
You're right. He doesn't get as much media coverage these days, but that's a good point. I'm trying to think back in 09.
That's a good question, actually. Like, who was good looking in 2009?
Maybe somebody like an Andre Ethier?
Perhaps. Was he good looking?
I don't know, man. I'm just spitballing here. We've devolved
Yeah,
into
you got me looking up
MLB players.
MLB good looking players 2009. You got me going crazy. Of course, nothing pops up. Why am I doing this?
That'll be
But yeah,
interesting.
just take that magazine's word for it. Ricky Weeks was the sexiest ball player of 09.
Yeah, I mean, how dare us to argue anyway with a
Yeah,
magazine?
yeah. Why would we?
Some other fun facts. His grandfather was an outfielder in the Negro Leagues. Were you aware of that?
That's interesting because Wikipedia doesn't have his name, so it's not on his relatives on Baseball Reference, so maybe it's some sort of lost player
I
or
struggled to
from
find his
other
name.
Negro leagues.
I did struggle to find his name as well.
Yeah, he might be a really obscure one.
Yeah, if anybody happens to know, feel free to message one of us.
Yeah, Ricky Weeks, let us know.
You mentioned Jamile Weeks, his brother. Do you
And
want to
his little
mention him?
brother, yes, also drafted by the Brewers.
But did not sign.
Yeah, he was a eighth round pick. He was the 12th overall pick 3 years later for Oakland.
Smart
Yeah,
decision.
imagine if he sticks with Milwaukee because he also played exclusively second base. So one of them had to like move.
Maybe they could make Jamile learn shortstop, possibly, or they trade
Yeah,
or they want him. I don't know.
they could have had 2 weeks at the middle infield, but That's the thing, Jamal Weeks, all but four of his defensive outings were as a second baseman. So I don't know if that's probably why he didn't stick.
No, I remember he also had a stint in Baltimore as well.
Oh yeah, he had 6 seasons. He was Oakland, Baltimore, Boston, and San Diego.
I forgot about Boston.
Yeah, a little bit. And then he had a minor stint with the Cubs, and that was it for him.
I remember that first year he came up, he was really nice, especially hitting wise. He had a great rookie season.
Yeah, he was the original Esteri Reese. He hit over 300, stole 22. Like he looked like something, and then he just sort of fell off the next year, and that was it.
Yeah, and that's not to bash him. I mean, but it is true. He really couldn't replicate
Yeah,
that
I won't bash him.
first.
He gave me a follow. We won't bash him.
He did. Yeah, we collaborated on a post, and
Yeah,
he
he saw it. He liked it. That's
replied.
the rewarding part.
It is. And could you talk about what Ricky Weeks is doing now? I know we mentioned it.
So yeah, he was out of the league by 2017. 5 years later, he comes back to Milwaukee as an assistant to the player development staff. So that's his first coaching gig.
Yep.
They hired Pedro Alvarez too in that same day.
Really? I
As
didn't
a
know.
yeah, it says here Ricky Weeks and Pedro Alvarez for the player development.
He could hit, man.
And then after last year, he was made associate manager. When have you ever heard of that in the big leagues?
I'm not sure. I'd love to have like a detailed job
So he's
description.
like, yeah, because it's not even bench coach. He's just the associate manager to Pat Murphy.
Is he like a backup? I don't, that's kind of
I don't
odd.
really know what that means. Like, is that like an NBA assistant coach?
I mean, I'd have to assume so. I'm obviously, I mean, their manager gets ejected, he slides right in.
Yeah, and I'd like to think, well, you think that'll lead to a big league manager role eventually?
I think as young as he is, because for a manager he's young, I think he has to be primed and ready to have a
Yeah,
manager.
like at some point he probably gets that look, Brewers or not.
Oh yeah, somebody will give him a chance. It might not be the Brewers because they have a new manager as well with
No, we
Kent.
have to see how long Pat Murphy lasts with the Brewers.
That's
Because
true.
he's a looking at his stuff, he's been a Brewers coach for 10 years and stuff,
So he
Padres
might have
coach for a few years,
he paid
but he
his dues.
also he also comes from a lot of college coaching.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll give him a decent chance. You never know, though, with these
Yeah,
managers.
and I'm pretty sure the Brewers are doing well right now, so it's I don't yeah, they're no, they're leading the Central, yeah.
Yes.
As of today.
I have to think, though, that Weeks is biding his time, paying his dues, though. And I think
Yeah,
whether it's the Brewers or not, it's going to come.
sometimes they get it really fast like Stephen Vogt, but hill time will come.
Oh, yeah. Stephen Vogt, man. He had that home run in his last at bat, I'm pretty
Yeah,
sure.
with his kids.
That was an awesome moment.
You can, and then you know he's a born leader because he immediately got into coaching and managing.
That had to have been something he wanted to do and talked about doing
Yeah,
before he
who?
got up.
That's a good question. Who in the league right now do you see as that type of born future manager? That type of leader?
Man, my mind always goes to catchers.
Yeah, I guess that's fair because they're the on-field leaders.
Not in the league. He's not in the league right now, but I always wondered if maybe Yadier Molina would step up and grab a role.
Yeah, he definitely had. It probably had to be Cardinals only.
Oh, it'd be so weird to see him wearing anything else.
Yeah, you seen the pictures? He has a little league team or whatever here that he coaches. They wear Cubs jerseys or Cubs
Really?
style. Yeah, his team, his
He
little
allowed
team that he
that?
coaches, a Cubs team.
Wow, I can't believe that.
Yeah, it's insane. When I saw those pictures, it was like cursed images.
Wow, shame on him, man.
Hey, I think it was probably the kid's choice. You never know.
It has to be, and he had to just roll with it because he's Yadier
Yeah,
Molina.
what is he
Yeah.
gonna do?
Well, that pretty much wraps up our discussion on Ricky Weeks. Weeks was a
Yes,
pretty
sir.
good ball player, without a doubt.
Yeah, he had for about a few years. He was a top, no, maybe not a top, but definitely that second tier of good second baseman. And he's definitely a Brewers all-timer. He's in their we didn't mention this. He's on their Wall of Honor, which is their Brewers Hall of Fame.
That's prestigious whenever a team honors you. Would you say that he's probably the tier below a Pedroia or a Cano in that
Oh
era?
yeah, because those guys were MVPs or MVP competitors. Ricky Weeks was in that, like those were the elites. Ricky Weeks was a very good.
Would you lump him in kind of with like Kinsler, Brandon Phillips for a while, Dan Ogden?
I would say a Brandon Phillips. Yeah, Kintler had his moments. I think he was. There were times where Kinsler looked superbly elite, but
He had
he
long
had those four all-star teams like every 2 years.
hair. Yeah, he did. One thing, they totally won that Prince Fielder trade. He had so much longevity. Like, he had a lot of good defense left in the tank.
Yeah, Fielder, like people only realize he played 12 seasons, but he debuted at 21, so he had a lot left in the tank if it went for injuries.
Yeah, he did.
And of course, he and his dad have matching career numbers now,
That's so
which is
wild.
insane.
It really is. Well, so that closes the book on Ricky Weeks' career. Mike, I want to thank you so much for joining me on this. This was awesome, man.
Thank you.
One more time, tell everyone, what's your Instagram page? What's the user?
That's at MLB Random Spotlight. You can't miss it. It's got Pete Cosma on the cover.
Pete Cosma, the GOAT.
Who else but Pete Cosma? Yeah, he is the guy. Thank him. If it weren't for him, I wouldn't have fully gotten into those random players. He was number one.
I love that guys like me and you always have that one person. For me, it's like Darnell McDonald.
Yeah,
That's funny as that is.
he's my hero, but my Batman. He got me.
Yep. So everybody, please check out Mike's page. It's tons of nostalgic baseball content. It'll help you remember guys you haven't thought about since 2013 or something. It's
Yes,
crazy.
sir. We recently hit 1,000 followers. We're still trying to go up. I got lucky enough that Derek Martin got me a collab with Josh Reddick, and that got me a lot of boost.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, check me out. I'm trying to rise here.
And plenty of MLB players show you love too. Go through some of the MLB guys that are following you.
Oh yeah, I'm kind of cheap because I just follow every baseball player under the sun, and some of them just happen to follow back. Every MLBer, but yeah, you got guys like Josh Reddick, Derek Barton, Ferguson Jenkins, that's insane.
Yep.
Hall of Famer. Pete Cosma himself, obviously.
You got the D train, don't you?
Dontrelle Willis, that's true.
Yep.
Yeah. And I recently got Dugout Report to follow me. I don't know how that happened.
Hey, whatever works, man. Getting
Yeah,
noticed.
am I you know who my first MLB follower was all those years ago when I first started this and gave up?
Give me a hint.
Saudi Arabia.
Jurgens?
No, he was Curacao.
Oh, I thought you meant. Sorry, I got the Dubai League mixed
Oh
up.
no, the Dubai. Oh no, but Saudi Arabia. That's the
I have no clue. I'm drawing a blank.
Alex Wilson, the
Really?
reliever. Yeah, he was born in Saudi Arabia.
I did not. He follows me too. I did not know he was born in
Yeah,
Saudi.
he was my first one, and that's all that time ago. It's crazy how I've just kind of come far with this, like 300 players plus that just checked me out.
Yeah, so
And
guys.
I'm thankful for
Yeah, so guys, if all these MLB guys like his page, you will too, you know.
that. Yeah, take it from the pros.
Well, guys, that closes the book on Ricky Weeks. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast. Thank you one last time, Mike.
Thank you. I hope this becomes a regular occurrence if life lets us, if
Oh, yeah.
baseball's kind to us.
Oh, yeah. Real quick before we go, I'm planning on having Mike as a semi-regular or regular co-host. So
As available as I can be, I'll try to be here and just have fun.
oh yeah, get used to it. It's a lot of fun. I kind of want to break the mold of just me reading a script about a player. You know, it's a lot of fun to have
Oh,
a conversation.
this is a dynamic. This feels like a podcast
It
now.
does. And so I'm looking for that conversation. So that's why I had Mike on. He was cool enough to come on, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Until next time, we'll see who's next on our platter of players.
Oh yeah, this has been the MLB Hall of Pretty Good podcast.